Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Don Fluckinger. I'm speaking today with Andrew Litt, MD. He's the Chief Medical Officer for Dell Healthcare. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Litt.
I'm happy to be here, Don.
So, tell me in a nutshell the news coming out today surrounding the Dell tablet as it pertains to healthcare.
So, we're really happy to announce a new version of our Latitude 10 tablet, the enhanced security version, which we think will play a major role in healthcare. Back in the fall, in November, we announced the Latitude 10 line, along with the more broad announcement about Windows 8 from Microsoft. And this is a newer version or an additional version that we're going to be offering of the Latitude 10 line that has some special features around security and a longer battery life, both of which we think will play an important role in healthcare.
Yeah. So why does Dell believe that another touchscreen tablet will be a viable tool among healthcare providers, you know, when the iPad is so popular right now?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First of all, the Latitude 10 series is built for business. It's not built for, you know, sort of consumer use. And that means it's also built for both the creation of information as well as the consumption of information. The iPad is a great device, and obviously it's very popular, but it is more focused on the consumption of information rather than just creation. And more broadly, I would say this fits into a belief that we have that healthcare data needs to be liberated and needs to be brought to the point of care, to the patient, whether that's being able to enter data right there at the patient's bedside, do orders at the patient's bedside, show the patient images from their MRI scan or results from their lab test or whatever it may be. Basically getting, particularly in the hospital setting, but also in a large practice setting, getting away from fixed devices or devices on large, you know, heavy mobile carts that are difficult to negotiate in hospital corridors and hospital rooms. The other piece of this that I think that's really important is because this is a Windows-based tablet, that offers two key advantages. One is basically all of the software that's out there for hospitals and doctor's offices and healthcare practices in general is Windows-based. There really is nothing that's enterprise level that is iOS-based or Android-based. So these various software applications will port much more easily to a touch-enabled Windows 8-based device like the Latitude 10 rather than to an iOS device. So that'll improve the ability to get it on there. And finally, the fact that it's Windows-based as a tablet means that the IT department in the institution can use all of the same tools that it uses for security, for management, for updates, and for network authentication, et cetera, that it would use for its managing the PCs in the institution or managing the laptops in the institution. That makes it a lot easier. I mean, the iPad is a great device if you're managing it one-to-one. You're putting your own applications on your iPad and you do it. But when it's across an entire organization where maybe there are 250 or 500 tablets out there, you need real robust enterprise-level tools that can do that. And because this is a Windows device and it works with all of those Microsoft-based tools, we think this will be very popular.
So tell me a little bit about the security features that are built into the Latitude 10 that the IT folks will appreciate in healthcare providers.
Sure. So all of the Latitude 10 line has hard drive level security, meaning that all of the, you know, where the data is encrypted using BitLocker across the entire device. What's different about the enhanced security model of the device is really two things. First, it has two additional abilities to manage security. That is, it has a fingerprint reader built in, and it has a smart card reader built in. This is really important in healthcare because of the need for dual-factor authentication. With the data in healthcare being so important to protect, most institutions don't just want to use a password or a PIN as the way to gain login to healthcare data. They want a second factor of authentication. So this is the only tablet out there right now that actually allows people to do that. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that Dell just recently purchased Credence Technologies, and part of the acquisition there was some software that allows us to do file-level encryption so that each file in the device will be encrypted and therefore can be managed separately. And so those two things will make it more secure for a hospital or a clinic environment and therefore easier for the IT guys to take care of.
Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, whether it was intentional or not on Dell's part, that it's sort of a device ready for meaningful use stage two, because the things you mentioned, encryption of data at rest as well as two-factor authentication, they're both part of the 2014 certification standards.
Exactly, and it's also ready for all of the newly announced HIPAA rules that have become pretty strict in terms of data breaches. And as I'm sure you know, more than 50% of the data breaches that have been reported to date since the HIPAA rules went into effect are related to the loss or theft of a non-encrypted device, right? So just having the device encrypted in this way and being able to secure it in this way really enhances its ability to meet those requirements, which have also just gotten stricter. And finally, the other thing we offer on here from a security point of view is CompuTrace support. CompuTrace is an add-on solution that allows an IT manager to locate a device that's been mislaid or stolen and alert the police, et cetera, and to remotely wipe the device and restore it so that nobody can get the data off of it.
Yeah. So imagine I'm a CIO for a hospital, and I'm very interested in, you know, maybe doing a pilot project of Latitude 10, but I have to convince my physicians who have iPhones and iPads that this is worth trying out, and my physicians are going to, of course, be worried about how that tight integration works with the iPhone and iPad. What kind of things am I going to say to my physicians to sort of at least have them give it a try?
Well, I think, you know, the pitch to the clinical staff is about security, ease of use, the fact that they can use the applications, the clinical applications, the electronic health record system, the lab system, the radiology imaging systems, PACS, et cetera. They can use them natively on the Latitude 10 because of the Windows device, which they can't do on an iPad. In fact, there are many applications that won't run at all in an iOS environment. We partnered with an organization called Harris Interactive that surveyed CIOs and healthcare leaders, and a significant number, 44%, were concerned about the fact that there were key applications in their environment that they couldn't run at all in the iOS environment. So that's half the story. And I think the other half of the story is, you know, it's not just the physicians. I'm a doc, so I tend to focus on physicians myself, but it's not just the physicians who are users of this kind of technology in a clinical environment. It's the nurses who spend a lot more time on the floor moving from patient to patient, interacting with the patients, et cetera, than most physicians do. Same thing with respiratory therapists or physical therapists. People who need to be constantly inputting data, constantly capturing data at the point of care, this is really key for them. Many of those people, frankly, don't have an iPad, maybe can't afford an iPad, and need some solution in the hospital regardless. The other area that we see this as a huge opportunity for is actually for the patients themselves. When they come to the institution, they come to the hospital to be admitted, or maybe they're going to the clinic to be seen. Even in our very electronic world, most patients still get a clipboard when they check in and say, here, can you fill out this information, you know, name, rank, and serial number? Well, it's really unfortunate. I mean, we want the data to be put directly into the electronic health record system rather than being transcribed, you know, by a clerk somewhere. So a tablet is a great solution, you know, to hand someone when they come in and say, here, you know, complete the form that's on the tablet, or could you please update the data that's already in there, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it sounds like it's shaping up to be an interesting hymns, considering this announcement is made right before, and Dell. I'm sure we'll have a large presence there. Is this going to be the main thrust of Dell Healthcare on the HIMSS exhibition floor?
No, I think you'll see really two broad areas. This will be our newest hardware piece announcement that will be at HIMSS, and then we will have a full range of the various different client devices, as well as some discussions about some of our storage, et cetera, at HIMSS. But this will be the newest client device that will be available at HIMSS. I think the main focus at HIMSS, frankly, is Dell's main focus in healthcare, which is broad-based end-to-end solutions. And whether that's our cloud-based imaging solution or our outsourcing solution or our mobile clinical computing solution or our EHR support on the clinical service desk, we call clinical health desk support, all of these broad-based solutions that are really end-to-end solutions focused on specific problems that IT managers and clinical people, CMOs, chief medical officers, et cetera, within an institution space. And that's where I think you're going to see most of the attention from Dell.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a good time down in New Orleans. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk with us.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Hope I see you down there.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit searchhealthit.com. Thank you.